Listen to God's Word for May 22nd. Today's reading includes Psalm 110, 1 Chronicles 22 through 25, and Psalms 131 and 138. May God bless this reading of His Word. Psalm 110, a Psalm of David. The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." The Lord extends your mighty scepter from Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be willing on your day of battle, arrayed in holy splendor from the womb of the dawn. To you belongs the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not change His mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings in the day of His wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead. He will crush the leaders far and wide. He will drink from the brook by the road. Therefore, He will lift up His head. 1 Chronicles 23. When David was old and full of years, he installed his son Solomon as king over Israel. Then he gathered all the leaders of Israel, as well as the priests and Levites. The Levites, 30 years of age or older, were counted, and the total number of men was 38,000. Of these, said David, 24,000 are to oversee the work of the house of the Lord. 6,000 are to be officers and judges, 4,000 are to be gatekeepers, and 4,000 are to praise the Lord with the instruments I have made for giving praise. Then David divided the Levites into divisions according to the sons of Levi, Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. The Gershonites, Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan, Jehiel the first, Zetham and Joel, 3 in all. The sons of Shimei, Shalomoth, Haziel, and Haran, 3 in all. These were the heads of the families of Ladan. And the sons of Shimei, Jahath, Zina, Jeush, and Beriah. These were the sons of Shimei, 4 in all. Jahath was the first, and Ziza was the second. But Jeush and Beriah did not have many sons, so they were counted as one family and received a single assignment. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel, 4 in all. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses. Aaron and his descendants were set apart forever to consecrate the most holy things, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister before Him, and to pronounce blessings in His name forever. As for Moses, the man of God, his sons were named among the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses, Gershom and Eliezer. The descendants of Gershom, Shebuel was the first. The descendants of Eliezer, Rehabiah was the first. Eliezer did not have any other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very numerous. The sons of Izhar, Shalomith was the first. The sons of Hebron, Jeriah was the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jekameam the fourth. The sons of Uzziel, Micah was the first, and Ishiah the second. The sons of Merari, Malai and Mushai. The sons of Malai, Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died without having any sons. He had only daughters. Their cousins, the sons of Kish, married them. The sons of Mushai, Malai, Eder, and Jeremoth, 3 in all. These were the descendants of Levi by their families, the heads of families registered individually by name. Those 20 years of age or older who worked in the service of the house of the Lord. For David had said, "The Lord, the God of Israel, has given rest to His people, and has come to dwell in Jerusalem forever. So now the Levites no longer need to carry the tabernacle or any of the articles for its service. For according to the final instructions of David, the Levites 20 years of age or older were counted, but their duty was to assist the descendants of Aaron with the service of the house of the Lord, being responsible for the courts and chambers, the purification of all the holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God, as well as for the rows of the showbread, the fine flour for the grain offering, the wafers of unleavened bread, the baking, the mixing, and all measurements of quantity and size. They were also to stand every morning to give thanks and praise to the Lord, and likewise in the evening. Whenever burnt offerings were presented to the Lord on the Sabbaths, new moons, and appointed feasts, they were to serve regularly before the Lord in the numbers prescribed for them. So the Levites were to carry out the responsibilities for the tent of meeting and the holy place, and under their brothers, the descendants of Aaron, the service of the house of the Lord. 1 Chronicles 24. These were the divisions of the descendants of Aaron. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father did, and they had no sons. So Eleazar and Ithamar served as priests. With the help of Eleazar's descendant Zadok and Ithamar's descendant Ahimelech, David divided them according to the offices of their service. Since more leaders were found among Eleazar's descendants than those of Ithamar, they were divided accordingly. There were 16 heads of families from the descendants of Eleazar and 8 from the descendants of Ithamar. Thus they were divided by lot, for there were officers of the sanctuary and officers of God among both Eleazar's and Ithamar's descendants. The scribe, Shemaiah, son of Nethanel, a Levite, recorded their names in the presence of the king and of the officers, Zadok the priest, Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, and the heads of families of the priests and the Levites, one family being taken from Eleazar, and then one from Ithamar. The first lot fell to Jehoiarib, the second to Jediah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakkaz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jakim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshebiab, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hezer, the 18th to Hapazaz, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jehezkel, the 21st to Jakin, the 22nd to Gamal, the 23rd to Deleah, and the 24th to Maaziah. This was their appointed order for service when they entered the house of the Lord, according to the regulations prescribed for them by their forefather Aaron, as the Lord, the God of Israel, had commanded him. Now these were the remaining descendants of Levi. From the sons of Amram, Shubael. From the sons of Shubael, Jediah. As for Rehabiah, from his sons, the first was Ishiah. From the Isharites, Shalomith. From the sons of Shalomith, Jahath. From the sons of Hebron, Jeriah was the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jekameam the fourth. From the sons of Uzziel, Micah. From the sons of Micah, Shamer. The brother of Micah, Ishiah. From the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah. The sons of Merari, Mahlai and Mushai. The son of Jaaziah, Beno. The descendants of Merari from Jaaziah, Beno, Shoham, Zachar, and Ibri. From Mahlai, Eleazar, who had no sons. From Kish, Jeramiel, the son of Kish. And the sons of Mushai, Mahlai, Eder and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites according to their families. As their brothers, the descendants of Aaron, did, they also cast lots in the presence of King David and of Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of the families of the priests and Levites, the family heads and their younger brothers alike. 1 Chronicles 25. Additionally, David and the commanders of the army set apart some of the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun to prophesy with the accompaniment of lyres, harps, and cymbals. The following is the list of the men who performed this service. From the sons of Asaph, Zachar, Joseph, Nathaniah, and Asarela. These sons of Asaph were under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied under the direction of the king. From the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, Zerai, Jeshiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, 6 in all, under the direction of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with the harp, giving thanks and praise to the Lord. From the sons of Heman, Bakiah, Mattaniah, Aziel, Shabuel, Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gedaltai, Romamtai Ezer, Joshbekasha, Malathai, Hother, and Mahazioth. All these sons of Heman, the king's seer, were given him through the promises of God to exalt him. For God had given Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the direction of their fathers for the music of the house of the Lord, with cymbals, harps, and lyres, for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the direction of the king, together with their relatives, who were all trained and skillful in the songs of the Lord. They numbered 288. They cast lots for their duties, young and old alike, teacher as well as pupil. The first lot, which was for Asaph, fell to Joseph, his sons, and his brothers, 12 in all. The second to Gedaliah, his sons, and his brothers, 12 in all. The third to Zachar, his sons, and his brothers, 12 in all. The fourth to Izrai, his sons, and his brothers, 12 in all. The fifth to Nathaniah, his sons, and his brothers, 12 in all. The sixth to Bakiah, his sons, and his brothers, 12 in all. The seventh to Jesarela, his sons, and his brothers, 12 in all. The eighth to Jeshiah, his sons, and his brothers, 12 in all. The ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12 in all. The tenth to Shimei, his sons and his brothers, 12 in all. The 11th to Azarel, his sons and his brothers, 12 in all. The 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and his brothers, 12 in all. The 13th to Shubael, his sons and his brothers, 12 in all. The 14th to Mattathiah, his sons and his brothers, 12 in all. The 15th to Jeremoth, his sons and his brothers, 12 in all. The 16th to Hananiah, his sons and his brothers, 12 in all. The 17th to Joshbekasha, his sons and his brothers, 12 in all. The 18th to Hanani, his sons and his brothers, 12 in all. The 19th to Malathai, his sons and his brothers, 12 in all. The 20th to Eliatha, his sons and his brothers, 12 in all. The 21st to Hother, his sons and his brothers, 12 in all. The 22nd to Gedaltai, his sons and his brothers, 12 in all. The 23rd to Mahazioth, his sons and his brothers, 12 in all. And the 24th to Romamtai Ezer, his sons and his brothers, 12 in all. Psalm 131, a song of ascents, of David. My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not aspire to great things or matters too lofty for me. Surely I have stilled and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. Psalm 138 of David. I give you thanks with all my heart. Before the gods I sing your praises. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving devotion and your faithfulness. You have exalted your name and your word above all else. On the day I called, you answered me. You emboldened me and strengthened my soul. All the kings of the earth will give you thanks, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. They will sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is on high, he attends to the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. If I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve me from the anger of my foes. You extend your hand, and your right hand saves me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. O Lord, your loving devotion endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.